This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair the Northern Zonal Council NZC meeting to be held in Faridabad, Haryana today. Chief Ministers of Punjab, Haryana and Himachal Pradesh, Lieutenant Governors of Delhi, Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh, and the administrators of Chandigarh, among others, are likely to attend the meeting. Coordination among the state governments, water sharing issues and development work are expected to be discussed in the 32nd NZC meeting. 2 days after the assembly elections results were announced, Bihar's Chief Electoral Officer, CEO, Vinod Singh Gunjal, has handed over the list of 243 newly elected members of the State Assembly to the Governor, Arif Muhammad Khan, at Raj Bhavan in Patna. The list included the names of all candidates, including 202 of NDA, 34 of Mahagathbandhan, along with the lawmakers from AIMIM, Indian Inclusive Party and Bahujan Samaj Party. Meanwhile, the Election Commission of India has lifted the model code of conduct from Bihar, 6 states and 1 union territory following the conduct of assembly polls and by-elections. The Election Commission wrote a letter to the Cabinet Secretary, Government of India, and the Chief Secretaries of the respective states to inform them about the development. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has announced the first major breakthrough in the Red Fort area car bomb blast case, which claimed 10 innocent lives and left 25 others injured in the national capital. The agency has arrested a Kashmiri resident named Amir Rashid Ali from Delhi, who reportedly conspired with the suicide bomber Umar Nabi to carry out the terror attack. According to the agency, the car involved in the attack was registered under the name of the accused Amir Rashid Ali. The anti-terror agency has also seized another vehicle which belongs to Nabi. The vehicle is being examined for evidence in the case. The NIA has examined 73 witnesses so far, including those injured in the blast. The Delhi Crime Branch has filed 2 separate FIRs against Al Falah University, one for cheating and the other under sections of forgery. According to a Delhi police source, a team from this crime branch unit visited the university office in Okhla in the national capital yesterday. The Delhi police has also issued a notice to the university and requested certain documents from them. It said the FIRs were registered after University Grants Commission, UGC, and the National Assessment and Accreditation Council, NAAC, flagged serious irregularities at the university during their reviews. India will showcase its defense strength at the Dubai Air Show 2025. This 2-day air show will begin today in the United Arab Emirates, UAE. The Indian Air Force will participate in the air show with Surya Kiran Aerobatic Team and LCA Tejas. Minister of State for Defense, Sanjay Seth, will lead the Indian delegation. During the visit, Mr. Seth will chair a bilateral meeting with his UAE counterpart. He will also chair an industry roundtable conference with around 50 companies from India, UAE, Australia, USA, Brazil, UK, and Italy to enhance cooperation in defense technology and manufacturing in India. India defeated Pakistan by 8 wickets in a high-voltage Women's T20 World Cup for the blind clash at Katunayake BOI grounds in Colombo yesterday. India achieved the target of 136-2 in just 10 overs, sealing their 5th straight win of the tournament. In men's cricket, South Africa defeated host India by 30 runs in the first test of the 2-match series at Eden Gardens in Kolkata yesterday. And that's the end of this news bulletin.